Bowers, and you are listening to a very special edition of Dunkin's Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. This episode is being broadcast live by satellite from my home turf, Planet Devours.
For those of you who have never heard of me before, I am a one-man experimental new age ska band. And Duncan has taken a very big chance on me this week. He's letting me curate the whole episode and do this whole thing by myself. So thank you, Duncan.
Let's get into it. I'm going to play a whole bunch of local music that I think is really cool.
I'm also going to shamelessly self-promote my new album, Iconoclast, which comes out on March 8th. And I'm going to conclude the episode by playing an old Vancouver classic, as well as an old CanCon classic that really shaped my pop songwriting as a youth. Anyways, we're going to start with the first single from my new album. The song is called Curmudgeon, and you're listening to it on Dunkin's Donuts Planet Devours Edition.
Nostalgia's the worst. Who even needs to give a fuck about the 90s anymore? Yet I can't get enough of it. Remove my bones and shove me back inside my parents' VCR. Guess I got what I wanted. I dug my own grave. Man who passes the test, who's willing to watch Basic Instinct and Candyman on VHS, because I got what I wanted. I dug my own grave.
Welcome back. That was Curmudgeon, one of the singles from my new album, Iconoclast, which comes out on March 8th. And speaking of Iconoclast, I feel like I should say a few things about the album. Again, for those of you who haven't heard of me before, I put out my debut album in 2016. It's called Late Bloomer. And so Iconoclast is my second full-length album, and it is very personal. It's about masculinity. It's about body image. It's about queer identity. And it sounds heavy, but it's still a pop album. It's very danceable, and it's more upbeat than the last one.
And yeah, I'm really proud of it. I wrote and recorded and mixed and mastered it on Planet Devours.
And what else? Yeah, I hope that you hear it when it comes out. If you are interested in learning more about me or the album, you can find me on social media, or you can read the March 2019 edition of Discorder magazine. Discorder very generously gave me a feature this month with an interview and everything. And so shout out to Discorder for your support. And yeah, so the next few artists I'm going to play are Kellarissa and S. Lord Efferman. I have tons of respect for both of them. They're both fantastic artists. And the reason why I'm playing them together is because the three of us are doing my album release together on Thursday, March 7th at Static Jupiter at 7:30. Again, sorry for the shameless plugs. But yeah, it's going to be the Iconoclast album release show. And then immediately after, on the Friday, S-Lord Efferman and myself are going to Vancouver Island for a mini tour. And so, yeah, enough talking. That's it. I'm going to play tons of music now. This is Kelarissa.
Yeah.
That was hot. Thank you, S-Lord, for making really cool music. Up next are two bands that need no introduction, Swim Team and Dumb. They're both awesome.
Take it away, Swim Team.
Another location.
You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts Planet Devours Edition right here on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, I'm going to play a song called Movie Life by one of Vancouver's best artists, Future Star. And before I play it, we need to discuss Future Star. Future Star had the dream year in 2018. It's a year every musician fantasizes about. She played all of the coolest festivals. She played tons of amazing local shows. And then, when 2019 rolled around,
she vanished.
No more Facebook. No more Instagram. With social media gone, everyone was wondering what happened to Future Star. There was a rumor going around that she became a Russian spy. Others were suggesting that she now haunts the nether regions of the
dark web.
Dark web.
If you really want to know what happened to Future Star, come to Abbotsford on Saturday, March 2nd, because I will be playing a show with Future Star. I just rented a purple Ferrari for us. We're going to drive out there, and we're going to perform at Carport Manor with David Ivan Neal and Western Jaguar. And it should be fun. Okay, here is Future Star.
Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who have experienced sexual assault, intimate partner violence and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical and campus-related advocacy and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3127. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssask.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Welcome back. That was Mr. Merlot with KTIC. And maybe it's just me, but that song sounds like a hit. It came out a few years ago, and the fact that it didn't blow up and make its way onto the music blog circuit just goes to show there's no justice for underground Vancouver musicians. Anyways, up next, I'm going to play Garbage Dreams, and then after that I'm going to play Sightlines, and then Wild Kind. All three of these bands are making really catchy power pop, and I'm actually going to be playing a show with Sightlines in the middle of March. It's going to be Friday, March 15th at Redgate. Sightlines are putting on a show for their tour kickoff, so I'll be playing that one, as well as Douse and Club Sofa are on the bill. So it's going to be really fun. I hope that you can come. Anyways, here is Garbage Dreams.
Salty.
development, let's call it something else.
Are listening to Dunkin's Donuts Planet Devours Edition on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, I'm going to play a song that I think is really beautiful from a recently released album that I think is really, really good. The band is called Only a Visitor. The album is called Technicolor Education. They just put this album out in January of this year. And the song is called Ghosts.
You know, we seek a We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
And we're back. Before the break, I played a new band that I'm really excited about. They're called Girls Nails, and they recently won Shindig just a few weeks ago. They were my dark horse pick for the season, and I'm really excited for them that they won. Up next, I'm going to play a buzz band called Pudding. They've been playing a ton of shows these past few years, and I am eager to hear some new music. I think that there's going to be some new stuff coming out in the next month or so.
And for now, here's one of their latest tracks. It's called ODOPA.
That was Maneater with Waste. Love that band and love that song. I have three songs left and then I'm done. I just want to say thank you to CITR and thank you to Duncan for letting me do this. If you joined the show late, my name is Devours and I'm a local musician and I have a new album coming out on March 8th called Iconoclast. The very last song that I'm going to play is what I consider to be a CanCon classic. It's insanely catchy, very influential for me. It's called Remote Control, and the band is The Age of Electric. Before that, I'm going to play a VanCon legacy band called The Organ. The song is called Memorize the City. And up next, I'm going to play Cherry Laurel, which is a new project from Brittany Rand, one half of the electronic pop duo Moo. Cherry Laurel just put out their debut EP a few months ago. It is fantastic. Definitely keep an eye out for them.
Goodbye, Earthlings.
Yeah. Hey, this is Franco Rosino from Nice Apple, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.